And that long-ass bell signals the beginning of another Grimm's Uncanny Valley with... Well, this isn't so uncanny. But, with Once in a Lifetime. Not going to get back into the big debacle I had on MGTOW.TV. Yes, the game's made in Honey Select. Yes, you can get it for free. That's all you need to know. Let's get started. Ah, the Friday school bell. Is there a more glorious sound? 48 hours of pure freedom lay before me. It's true what they say. You enjoy your free time far more when you work hard. However, the week is not yet over. I told Lauren I would meet her after school to study, and I'm a man of my word. At least I got out of there on time. I should be back home in about 20 minutes. After I'm done with Lauren, maybe there'll still be time to hit the gym. And after that, video games until, let's say, 3 in the morning. I'll take some breaks to watch a couple of episodes from that new anime, and to eat. Should I order pizza tonight? No, there is no question. I must order pizza tonight. Man, I need to write all that down before I forget. I'll type it on my phone. Okay, first, go study with... Huh? What's that? Whoa, haha, looks like someone's escaped from an 80s detective show. Or they are, in fact, dangerous criminals, which is even cooler. Really? Would it be weird if I asked them where they got those trench coats? Maybe I could... Hang on. No, that's impossible. For a second, I thought the one in brown was my father. God, I could have sworn it was him. What the fuck? It's him, isn't it? What the hell is going on? But that's impossible. He's supposed to be in Russia for a couple of weeks. Or... At least that's what he told us. The truth is, we don't trust each other very much. He could have lied about it. He might have lied about a lot of things, actually, and it wouldn't even surprise me. Maybe he got back early and I haven't heard yet. No, that doesn't make any sense. I can't hear anything from here, damn it. What can they be talking about? Oh shit, they're moving. They walked into that alley. I have to follow them. I need to be careful, though. Stealthy as a ninja, quieter than a feather falling, more unnoticed than Justice League. What? A blind alley? They just turned around. How could they have disappeared so quickly? This place is a mess. There's a ton of shit everywhere. It looks as if nobody's taken care of this space for months. I don't know. I can't picture those men going into any of these doors. I'll take a look. Maybe the one at the top of the stairs. Well. Look who we've got here. The loser who thinks he's one of the cool kids. Little jerk-off Grimm himself. You don't know how good it is to see you here. What do you want, Tom? I haven't got time for this right now. Ha ha ha! You don't have time? I'm sorry to hear that, but I'm afraid I have plenty of time. Look, I don't want any trouble. In fact, I was just leaving, so leave me be. Whoa, not so fast, my friend. What's the matter now? Where's that cocky kid who was at the school the other day? What happened? Lost your nerve now that Miss Wilson isn't around to protect you? I just want to leave, and I'm running out of patience. Get out of my way. I won't tell you twice. Ha! Don't make me laugh, you piece of shit. Maybe a good beating will put you in your place. You're about to lose some teeth from that chatty mouth of yours, retard. When you start crying and you beg me to stop, perhaps I'll let you run off to your mommy. Oh, wait, you can't. She's dead. She probably killed herself when she realized she was raising such a failure of a son. Ha ha ha. You crossed a fucking line, you fucking shithead. You wanna fight? Let's fight. Maybe you'll learn some humility after I grind your face against the wall. You just signed your own death warrant, buddy. Prepare to go home in a wheelchair. Ooh, a wheelchair.
Might be pushing some buttons.
I will end you. Oh! Whoa.
Lock or attack?
Oh! Take this, motherfucker. Block down. Oh!
Yeah.
Eat this one, asshole! Man, this mother, I don't know.
It's to the left that he's kicking ass.
Nope. I'll keep kicking your ass until you kneel before me and kiss my boots. I'd rather be dead. Oh, I did it! After I'm finished with you, even your own mother won't recognize you. You do a lot of talking, but not a lot of action. I'll shut your fucking mouth by beating it.
Left.
Is that a left uppercut?
He's swinging.
It looks like it's his right arm, though.
But he's swinging it on Grimm's left.
Nope.
What?
No. Time to finish this. Show me what you got, scumbag. Perry Top! Oh! What's up, Tom? You're looking a little sluggish. You tired? Shut your damn mouth. Ah, you keep doing the same thing like a brainless ape. I can predict all your movements.
Attack.
Oh, shit.
Well, how does that not work?
Oh, we can... Okay.
Okay, let's do this then.
We can cheat a little bit on this.
Well.
There we go. Okay. Nope.
Nope, go back, dodge.
Okay. Yeah! Take this, motherfucker. It's like block, right? Yup. Eat this one, asshole. Block, top. Yup. Keep kicking your ass. Okay. Okay. Nope. It was a dodge. Time to finish this. Show me what you got, scumbag. Yup, parried that. Oh!
Nope.
Nope.
Dodge.
Dodge, okay, I see.
You gotta repeat the thing.
He's done. Hey man, are you okay? You don't look so good. You son of a bitch, I've had enough of you. Do you want to play? Good, let's dance. Tom, you've lost it, mate. What the fuck are you doing with that thing? What am I doing? I'm going to cut that cocky attitude right out of you, that's what. You're going to regret everything you said with your damn mouth. If you're not as stupid as you look, I suggest you put the knife down before one of us ends up in jail. Don't you ever shut up? You're not thinking straight anymore, Tom. Put the knife down. Don't tell me what to do! Now,
finish him.
Like double dragon, man. Now stay there till you clear your head. And if I ever see you bothering Lauren again, I will beat you up so much that everything will look blurred to you forever. Do you understand? Good. Oh, fuck. I've lost track of those men because of this garbage. Whoever they were, they're long gone by now. However, on second thought, perhaps I was mistaken. I was probably mistaken, actually. I only saw them from a distance, and it's true that the first, that man looked a lot like my father, but it wouldn't be the first time I mistakenly thought I recognized someone. He didn't even have the same haircut. The man I saw seemed to have his head shaved. There's no way my father changes his haircut. He's had the same one for over 20 years. Maybe I should stop watching gangster movies. I see secret organizations wherever I look. Anyway, I should get going. Lauren will be waiting for me. I'll leave this idiot here. He'll wake up himself. Thanks to that encounter in the alley, my whole plan for the afternoon is ruined. What a waste. I hope Lauren isn't angry that I'm late. Lauren, can I come in? Sure, go ahead. Hi, I'm sorry for being late. I was delayed. Don't worry about it. Actually, I just got home myself. Ready to study some chemistry? Actually, I was thinking... What if instead of sitting here, we use a sunny afternoon to get some physical activity? Yeah, baby, I can think of some physical activities we could do that we would both enjoy. You know that Latin proverb, mens sana in corpore corpore sano? A healthy mind and a healthy body. I don't know, Lauren, you know I love to run or go to the gym whenever I can, but today I'm a little bruised. What's that? Oh, I see. I can see you look a little banged up. Did something happen after school? Yes, I mean, no, I just stumbled into a pothole and I fell. Ha ha, how clumsy. So do you want to come then, or should we leave it for another day? Yeah, okay, let's do it, why not? Cool, go and get changed, I'll meet you by the front door. Get ready to sweat. Oof, the way she said that turned me on. Okay, see you in a minute. Okay, I think I'm ready. It'll be good to get my mind off things for a while. I've always liked to run through the town, and especially through the woods. This area is quite flat, so it's a pleasure to run all over the place. Lauren is also a sports maniac. We don't often run together, but we do regularly work out together in the gym. There you are. You ready? Yeah, I was warming up. Man, that outfit is too damn hot. It's incredible how she can be so fit without accumulating an ounce of fat on her while keeping her boobs as big as ever. Man, but look at how tight those shorts fit. Oh shit, I'm getting a boner again. These days I'm hornier than a monkey with Viagra. Oh my god, she will notice. Come on, let's go already. We've warmed up enough. What? I just got here. I need to stretch my quads. Stretching and warming up are just important as the training itself. Yeah, I know, but we're running a little late, remember? Okay then, if you don't want to go, I'll do some jumping jacks. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Boy, it looked like that. Left leg's all swollen up.
Yeah. Why are you turning your back on me? Because this way I get the wind from the front. 5, 6, 7. Haha, okay, you are getting weird. Come on, follow me or you'll get left behind. Oh, wait for me, I'm coming. Breathing heavily. Wow, that was a good run. 6 kilometers in just 27 minutes. That's not bad at all. Yeah, sorry, can't speak. Need a minute. Oh my god, my ribs hurt when Tom hit me. I'm about to die. Don't you love to run? I couldn't bear to be sitting on a chair all day long. Sitting on a chair? Sitting in a chair all day long. Every time I move my body, I feel revitalized. Catching your breath. Yeah, it totally got, oof, get you. I really do, but that was really intense. I feel like my lungs are about to explode and come flying out of my mouth. It's nice to have someone who can keep up with my pace. We should do this more often. Last week I went jogging with Marcus. You know him? The captain of the school's basketball team? And after 10 minutes he could no longer continue and we had to call it a day. Of course that guy is a loser. I can see why our basketball team doesn't win a single game. Yeah, haha. Yesterday he asked me to go jogging again, and I was like, I'm sorry, Marcus. My knee hurts. I felt sorry for him. Don't be. He's smug. No worries. I'll go jogging with you whenever you want. Cool. I know a couple of spots I'd like to show someone. This town has some places that nobody seems to know about. Anyway, you may be wondering why we're at the park. Here's the last part of our training for today. An obstacle course! It's a very simple race. On the count of three, we sprint to the side where we have to climb up the slippery part and go down the stairs. After that, we have to throw that red igloo to the seesaw. Blah, no. After that, we must go through that red igloo to the seesaw and walk it on 1 foot. Wow. Then we continue to the bars where we have to do 15 pull-ups. We don't have to do them all in one set, but we have to complete 15 in total. I have a hard time with those hips in my back. Next time we must go to the swings and cross to the toilets at the corner without touching the ground of the playground at any time. And finally we have to sprint from there to the entrance of the park, jump these fences, and back to the toilets again. The first to arrive wins. Did you get all that? Yeah, I think so, but the thing is, I already told you I'm a bit bruised today and I don't think I can... Ah, I see, making excuses as always. Don't worry, we can leave it here. I'll add your name to all the other losers who are too scared to race me. Oh, baby, you don't know what you're messing with. I could win this race of yours with a broken leg. Prepare to be annihilated. Oh, yes, that's the spirit I like to see. Let's see if your six-pack is useful or just for show. This course will prove who's the greatest ninja warrior of Mistbury, you or me. We start on 1, 2, 3, go! Speed is my middle name. You have no chance, Lauren. I like to hear you say that after you've lost. The first one to complete the circuit gets all the glory. I must overcome the obstacles in an intelligent way and run between them as fast as I can. Then I'll become worthy of entering Valhalla. For Valhalla! What? What do you mean, what? I didn't say anything. Don't try to distract me. Ah, I'm in the lead already. Wow, this looks high from here.
Jump from the top.
Oh, goddamn
it. Go back.
Hold on. Go down a few steps before jumping. Damn it, she's in the lead now. Oh, I'm losing my balance. Oh shit, oh shit. Go through the tunnel. I must hurry. Oh God, I touched something sticky with my hand. Why is there so much shit in here? For God's sake, is that a used condom? Oh, this park sucks. Okay, the seesaw on 1 foot. Oh no, I'm losing my balance. Damn it. Yes, I made it. Okay, 15 pull-ups now. What strategy should I follow? Yeah, that's it. Lauren doesn't have much strength in her arms and back. This is my chance. But since I had that fight with Tom, I need to pace myself. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, rest. Cool mind. 5 more. Rest. And give me 5 more, baby. Breathing heavily. Now onto the swings. And the floor is lava, so I can't touch it. Which way would be safer? Oh, no. You're fucking kidding me. I can do that. Oh, you idiot. Okay, now that makes sense. Try to go over the blue structure? Okay. Aha, I'm a natural climber. I'm the Ezio Auditore of Children's Swings. Eat dust, Lauren. Okay, I'll admit you've done well so far. But don't celebrate too soon. There's still the final sprint. All or nothing. Breathing heavily. I'm catching you. The victory is mine. No, you won't. I can win this, man. I can't wait to see Lauren's face. I'll bet she'll be impressed. On the other hand, she's very competitive. What if she gets mad at me?
Make a final effort.
Oh my God. I've never been so exhausted in my life. But I did it, baby. I won your game. I'm the new champion of the park. All hail the new champion. Lauren? Yep. You can bet your ass you won, goddammit. I'm not even mad, though. That was incredible. It was great to race against you. Alas, a worthy opponent. Thank you, Lauren. That was very cool. Though I have to admit, if we do this again, there's a good chance I'll drop dead. I ran as if I was being pursued by a rhino. Ha ha ha, yes, I could see that. As for myself, I'll have to keep training. I can assure you that next time you won't win. I intend to work out more than ever from now on. And I don't plan on getting left behind, but that's enough for today. Thank God tomorrow is Saturday. I need to recover. Please tell me you don't have any other physical tests planned. Haha, don't worry. I'm exhausted too. We'll walk home very slowly. Come on, let's catch our breath. Let's catch our breath on the swings. So tell me, do you have any plans for this weekend? Nah, not much. Sleeping and waking up without an alarm clock comes first. And tomorrow night, maybe I'll have a few beers with some friends at the pub. Oh, I almost forgot. Saturday morning, I'm going to Miss Wilson's house for a private lesson. Really? In her house? Yeah, she apparently does this with other students from other schools. Apparently. Well, that's good, I guess. Let me know how it goes. Sure. What about you? Any plans? Not much either. Maybe Judy and I will make plans for tomorrow night if you're going out. You want to go to the beach on Sunday after class with Miss Wilson? We'll be back home by the time my mother arrives. Hey, that sounds good. I'll be sufficiently recovered from these bruises by then. Are you in that much pain? Nah, don't worry. I'm a tough man. I can stand it. Crying on the inside. I feel a pinch every time I breathe. It must have been a pretty big pothole for such a nasty fall. How did you not see it? Oh yes, this'll make you laugh. When I slipped, I was following 3 odd guys into an alley because I thought one of them was my father. Your father? Isn't he in Russia? Yeah, that's why it seemed so weird to me. But then I lost track of them and realized I was mistaken. It was just somebody that looked like him. Everything seemed so mysterious, though. Haha. The way they disappeared, the strange clothes they were wearing. Wow, that's cool. Maybe they were members of the Sons of Astaroth. The Sons of Astaroth? Ha ha ha, I was just kidding. Yeah, but who are the Sons of Astaroth? Don't you know? A few years ago, that's all people were talking about. Sure, because in any small town, they talk about the Sons of Astaroth. Yeah. It was right before you and Charles moved here. Tell me! Alright, if you want me to. One day a man appeared in the pub and told everyone there that he was part of a secret cult called the Sons of Astaroth, and they all laughed him out, probably. He claimed it was a group of a few men from different countries who trafficked drugs, weapons, and even people. Oh shit. He said they were using their political and financial influence to experiment on people in order to find what he called Abalio Renascitor. Something about strength and life everlasting. Oh shit, this is starting to sound like Starless. He was clearly out of his mind, and everybody thought he was just a poor madman, so no one paid him much attention. But that changed when he claimed the cult had kidnapped Charlotte Kay, a girl who disappeared some weeks ago, not far from here. He also mentioned the names of other people who had been reported as missing in different parts of the country. He told Charlotte's parents some information about her that only they and her daughter could know. And from there, the news started spreading all over town in just a few days. Apparently, he said the meeting of the Sons of Astaroth was here in Mistbury, and that he would tell the police everything he knew. In exchange, he asked to be allowed to make a public announcement and to be protected from the cult, hidden far away from here. He didn't care if he was thrown in jail. He just asked not to be taken by the cult because he had seen the atrocities they were capable of, which he had taken part. He said he couldn't take it anymore, and that's why he left. The police agreed to protect him under the condition that his evidence would take them to Charlotte. Everybody was excited. Dozens of officers came to town, and a whole bunch of reporters and journalists surrounded the police station. It all happened so fast. They had an armored car ready to whisk him to witness protection after he had made his statement. And then, he walked out of the station staring into space with milky white eyes, and approaching the journalists, he said, "I made it all up. There's no cult, no conspiracy, and I've never seen Charlotte Kay. I knew the information concerning her because I stole a police record from the station. I did it because I thought it would be funny, but things have gone too far." After that, the crowd dispersed and the town emptied out. The local police were ridiculed by the press and Charlotte Kay was never found. And as for that man, he is put in prison for perjury and theft. In addition, the police said they found heroin in his house, so I don't think he'll ever leave. I think he's still locked up in the San Martin prison about 20 kilometers out of town, assuming he hasn't been transferred. Oh. My. Fucking. God. Why the fuck have you never told me this story before? That's like cooler than any episode of True Detective I've ever seen. Ha ha ha, if you say so. In a certain way, the whole town was embarrassed because at some point everybody believed that the man's story could be true. So now most people avoid talking about what happened. Some still believe that the Sons of Astaroth exist, though. Interesting. I'm definitely going to check out this case online once we get home. Weather? Oh, look! It's starting to rain! How can that be? 10 minutes ago, the sun was shining. Yep, but now the sky is full of dark clouds. We should hurry home. Yeah, let's go. Can't find any information about the case. How can this be? The only mention of the disappearance of Charlotte Kay was in the local newspapers from 4 years ago. The police were heavily criticized. Damn, I'm even going to the second page of Google. That's just 2 steps away from the dark web. Let me see. Sons of Astaroth. What the fuck is the second page of Google? I think
just, he was... It goes...
Search. And then that, yeah. Nah, nothing. Just a World of Warcraft guild and the goalkeeper for Makai Gundan Z and Inazuma 11. I doubt these things are connected. I highly doubt these things are connected. Well, it doesn't matter. Time to grab some dinner. Oh, Judy and Lauren are both in the living room. I should join them. And after that, we run through an improvised obstacle course in the park. Hey, they're talking about me. I'll wait here for a second. Let's hear what they have to say. Wow, that sounds very cool. Yeah, it sure was. Grim was injured, and it just ran all over town at my pace, but he was all out on the course. I was impressed, I have to admit. You know I appreciate these things. Yeah, he can be just as stubborn as you, especially if you challenge him in a sport or video game. Ha ha ha, that's true, but I like that quality. That's something I need in a boyfriend. I could never be with a doormat. I like a man to be a fighter, a doer. Oh yeah, I like where this is going. What about Marcus? I saw you two together the other day. What? Come on, that guy's a sucker. Nah, he's a bore. That's my girl. We went out a couple times, but I broke it off. We didn't connect, you know. I see. Well, in all honesty, I didn't really like him either. Oh, now that I remember, I bought some new outfits yesterday and a swimsuit. I have to show them to you. Yes, of course. Did you buy it at the usual shop? Obviously. Grim went with me and helped pay for them as a thank you for helping him study. Really? Wow, that was nice of him. I know, right? He can be very generous and kind when he wants to be. Yeah, that's true. Oh my God, they're going to make me blush. Do you even remember how things were before he came into our lives? Yeah, I do. It was the worst. Charles, well, he is what he is. You know what I mean, but at least Mom looks happy, so I'm happy for her. And Grim, well, at first I was distrustful of him, and maybe I was a bit of a dick back then, but he always had a joke or a smile to offer. And now over the years, it's like he's always been in the family. I can't imagine living without him. Yeah, I totally agree. I certainly can't imagine it either. Whoa, 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 don't worry, m'ladies. I'm coming right now. You can stop wetting your panties. It's time to make my triumphant entrance. Here comes your handsome and affectionate beast of a sexual partner. I feel like I can tell him anything about my secrets, problems, or even boys I like. He's like my big brother. Uh-oh. Yeah, I feel the same. He's my best friend. Big brother. My best friend. Even boys I like. Yeah. 37.
Minus 37, yeah. That's funny.
Poof. Fuck my life. I was already seeing myself having a threesome, or at least a twosome. What a naive loser you are, Grim. Nobody wants you, sexually at least. I guess I'll have to settle for marrying a 120-kilogram woman once sickness and loneliness overcome me. What's 120 kilograms? Go ahead and look that up while I'm going through it. I've lost the will to live forever. I don't even feel like having dinner tonight. I lost my appetite. Well, let's not be too hasty. Perhaps I can order a pizza and some nachos. What? Is that what you eat? Things look better on a full stomach. There'll be time for being sad later. Well, it's getting late and I'm pretty tired. I think I'll take a shower and then watch some show on my laptop till I fall asleep. Okay, sis. I'll get something to eat while you're using the bathroom, then I'll hit the sack too. Okay, see you tomorrow. See ya. Watching MasterChef. Okay, Andrew, it's your turn. Oh, Andrew's dish looks good. Mmm, smells good, looks good. Good texture. Thank you, chef. Let's taste it. Oh my fucking God, what the fuck is this garbage? It's a fucking piece of shit, that's what it is. Jesus fucking Christ, it's as if it's a horse took a shit in a bucket of rotten eggs, ate it all up, and shed it out again. It was my grandma's recipe. Damn, your granny is an ugly motherfucker. God, I've never tasted anything so horrible. What a fucking piece of crap. Tell her this dish is fucking hideous. She's dead. Not surprising eating this fucking...
264 pounds.
Good night. Not surprising eating this fucking sack of shit every day. Wow, what a fucking shithole. Fuck off, Andrew. Thank you, chef. I don't think Gordon liked it. Gourmet food is great, sure, but there's nothing like a good pizza. The ones from Giuseppe's are the best. Too bad there are only two pizzerias in town, but at least this one's excellent. Oh my fucking God, bring me a bottle of bleach to gargle. I need to get the taste of fucking mud scowl out of my mouth. Wow, he threw the dish in his face. Ouch, Andrew's bleeding. This is a good episode. I don't remember it getting that fucking crazy.
I'd watch it if that, yeah.
Nothing new on Netflix, nor on HBO, Max. Bah, I'm just gonna watch some streaming on Twitch. No! I don't feel like watching anything today. I guess I'm just gonna go to sleep. Why can't I stop thinking about that? Just as you said it, Lauren. Just friends. Best friends. Just friends. Brushing her teeth. This new toothpaste tastes good. I have to tell Mom to buy more of it. okay, that's not really why I brushed my teeth. I'm like, oh, that tasted like crap, but at least my teeth are brushed.
Well, some people like their
teeth. I guess they do.
Minty.
But you're not supposed to swallow it.
Well, duh.
And people that like it, mate.
Well, you ain't supposed to swallow gum, but I enjoy the taste of it.
Oh, no, I spit out all my gum. I'm so tired, and I need to get up early tomorrow. I used to not, though. I have a lot of things to do. Mom arrives on Sunday, so I have to clean the house. She says, so I must clean the house. That's a little different there. And I still need to prepare those math exercises for Grimm. It's a hassle, but that's what sisters do. While we're looking at her panties here and her ass. That's what sisters do. Spitting the water out. Blah! Done. Clean and fresh. Gives your mouth a good clean feeling. No matter what. Sorry, I'm not doing commercials here. I don't know why I'm thinking about it so much. You said it yourself, Judy. Big brother and little sister. Best friends. Just friends. Damn, that was an episode worth remembering. Yeah, I bet it was. I've never seen Gordon Ramsay like that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, there's no pizza left. Did I just eat an entire king-size pepperoni pizza? I've been there before. Yeah, probably. It sounds like me. Anyway, I should call it a night. Tomorrow's another day. It's not even midnight yet. I'm not sleepy at all. The famous key. He hasn't called once, he never does. When he leaves town, we never know where he is until he comes back. And when he does, he never explains anything. Doesn't tell a single story, or show us even one picture from his trip. And I'm here watching the key to his precious basement, because if someone enters, he gets angry. You know what? I don't give a fuck what he says. He won't find out either. Let's do some exploration and see if that gets me sleepy. No. Okay. This is where things get a little tricky. Huh? This is kind of cool. I don't know why I feel so nervous. I seen the inside once before, though it was just a glimpse, and then my beloved father slammed the door in my face. Just a table with many binders and filing cabinets, and he doesn't let anyone enter that room. The floor was bare and filthy. Excuse me, as he doesn't let anyone enter the room, the floor was bare and filthy. That man has never picked up a broom in his life. Okay, here we are. Let's do it. It fits! I don't know why, but this is exciting. I guess it's because of the forbidden thing. Okay, let's go in. Wow, I can't see shit. There's gotta be a switch somewhere. Man, it's cold down here. Great, and the door just closed by itself. A switch. A switch? Oh, fuck, my knee! I bumped into something. Come on, there's gotta be a switch. This man doesn't have night vision as far as I know. Aha, here it is. What the? This place is half empty. Where are all the folders and documents? There used to be a mountain of paperwork in that corner. I wonder when he cleaned everything out. What are you hiding, Dad? What the devil is all this equipment? There are more wires than I can count. Sensors, buttons, and camera feeds? There are cameras around the building, the town hall, the school, and a couple of sites I don't recognize. That paranoid bastard. These computers are older than I am. He definitely has enough money to afford new computers. Why keep these fossils around? They don't even work. There's a layer of dust all over the keyboard. No one's touched this for a while. Come on, there has to be something here. He must have left some clue as to what he's up to. Nothing here. Totally empty. Just a few hangers and an empty bag. Nothing here either. Most of these devices don't seem to do anything, and the locations of the cameras alone don't tell me anything. The first drawer is empty, as well as the second. And the third. Oh, what have we got here? A binder? Meh. It's a user manual for one of the devices over there. Looks like some sort of signal receiver. There's nothing else. This has turned out to be less exciting than expected. I guess I'll be leaving. Ah! What the fuck are you doing here? You nearly scared me to death. I'm sorry, I saw you go down the stairs, and I followed you. You don't say, and then you thought, let's give him a heart attack. Okay, okay, I'm sorry. Maybe I should have knocked. I didn't mean to scare you. Can you ever forgive me? I'll try. I can't believe the door didn't make a sound when you came in. It did, but you were so distracted you didn't hear it. What are you looking for? Well, the truth is, I don't know. Anything that tells me what my father's up to. I believe he's lying to us. He says he's in Russia, but the other day I swore I saw him on the street. When he left, he accidentally left behind the basement key, and Carla gave it to me for safekeeping. I saw it in my room just now and thought, why not? Let's have a look. And have you found anything? Nope, there's nothing here. Just this weird equipment. We should go. We're wasting our time here. Okay, after you. At least it was cool to see this room for once. Yeah, that's true. Curiosity was killing me. Oh, well, I remember Lauren and I were planning to go to the beach on Sunday, but they say there's a good chance of rain. So instead, we're going to the pool tomorrow. Wanna come? Sure, it sounds fun. Count me in. Let's get out of here. What? Did you hear that? Yeah, did it come from the computer? Nah, I already looked at it. It doesn't turn on. I don't think it's even plugged in. See? What the... Well, it's working now. Yeah, it seems so. Oh, fuck. A password. We need to enter a three-letter combination. Any idea what it could be? I have no clue. Enter a password. Oof.
Two attempts. Well,
I don't.
You might have to look that one up.
I don't know if we're supposed, like, there's a walkthrough, but I don't know if we're. Can we go back to where? Yeah.
Why would it be 717?
I don't know. Different things. Just different things I'm trying. I'd be here all day.
Why don't you Google it?
There's a walkthrough that comes with it. I don't know if this is even something that we really have to do.
Yeah, but wouldn't hurt if we could do it on the first try.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. I think he sells the walkthrough, though. He can do that. No, not this one. Oh, you can actually play this on your phone. A lot of these games can be played on your phone. Always, since I bought that thing for that. Okay. Okay, so... Binary search, but it will always be a random number between the following. What? It doesn't give me the answer. Because he's got something completely... Oh, okay. Well, that sucks. We can't get past this. Maybe I can try something. What do you mean? Some time ago, I learned to decrypt passwords at a basic level. Are you kidding me? What are you now, Mr. Robot or something? Haha, well, yes, sort of. Wow, impressive. Note to self, erase browser history and delete any embarrassing file Judy could hack. Go ahead, then. Show me what you got. Okay, give me a minute. Okay, I made a little progress, but I can't go any further. It's a 3-digit number. You can try to guess it, and it should tell you if the correct code is higher or lower than the number you typed. However, you only have 10 attempts. I couldn't increase it anymore. After that, it won't be blocked, but the code will be reset to a new number. I see. That's amazing, Judy. Thanks. Okay, 3-digit number. Now we can do it. Let's try... Too low. Okay. Too low.
999.
This would be too high. Okay. Too low, so... Shit.
900.
That one might work. Too low.
950. Alright, 925.
Try that.
Okay, 935.
935.
45?
Oh!
940.
Try it. We got it. We actually got it. That's cool. You got it. Yeah. Let's see what we have here. Huh? There's nothing on the screen. The keyboard and mouse have stopped working again. What a piece of junk. Astaroth. That looks like shit from Bible Black. S.A.S. to... Oh, man. Oh, man. Okay, what the hell was that? I don't know, but I'm scared. Can we leave now? Damn, it's starting to remind me of Digital Devil story. Yes, that's probably a good idea. Basically, for those of you that don't know, don't want to watch the anime, which is OVA, and it's like one or two episodes, or I think it was just a movie. No, I think it's a movie. It's Mega 10. Anyway, basically what they did is they were trying to summon demons using computer technology. And that's pretty much what happened. A bunch of shit happened, and it's almost near borderline hentai, and pretty crazy. That's how anime used to be! Okay, definitely something Matt Walsh wouldn't approve of. Oh, yeah. We were talking about that. Let's go back to bed. Good night, Judy. Saturday! Yay. Saturday! Oh, we don't have the rights to that. Ah, thank God it's Saturday. If it was up to me, every day of the week would be Saturday. I'd take a shower, but since we're going to the pool, I don't need to. I'll shower over there. Grim, can I come in? Yeah. You sure? Aren't you naked? Of course not. Hey, did you sleep well? Like a log. Okay, listen, about that strange code we saw in the basement earlier today... Earlier today? That was yesterday. Did you sleep at all? How am I supposed to sleep when we have a mystery to solve? Do you remember the numbers that appeared on the screen? 54-665395-1.892811? No. Their coordinates, latitude and longitude, in decimal form. And the strange text in Latin, S-A-S Deus, I know Deus is God. Dies lunae, luna, duodecima hora. While the first part translates to something like, there is no God, or to be, it is God, I don't really understand it. But the second bit is a date. If we consider how the Romans measured time, it's Monday at 18:17 p.m. Because, yeah, everybody uses fucking military time. Okay, let's just calm down. First of all, how the fuck did you memorize those coordinates in less than a second? I don't know. I've always had a photographic memory. And what do you want to do with all this information? Isn't it obvious? We have a day, an hour, and an exact location. If we go straight there after school, we should be in time. Oh my god, I know I should say no, but... Okay, let's do it! But if we get killed, it'll be your fault. Deal! Anyway, are we still going to the pool today? Of course! Lauren and I are ready to go. Okay then, let me pack my things. Okay, meet us in the hall when you're ready. It looks to be a great day for a swim. We'll show you this scene, and then we'll be done. Look, there's hardly anyone here. That's perfect. Nice. You can go change in that locker room, Grim. We're going to the girls' room. See you in a moment. All right. Oh man, I love the pool. Water, sun, and plenty of women in bikinis. And toplessness is allowed. Only older fat women took advantage of that whenever I've been here. But hey, one should never lose hope. I'm ready. Let's go. Ah, what a good day to just swim and chill. I hope the girls brought sunscreen. Hello, Grim. Iris? Hey, Iris, how's everything? Fine, thank you. I'm glad you remember me. Of course, how can I forget? Good thing Judy reminded me of her name the other day. I didn't know you were coming. Yeah, Judy invited me yesterday. Hello, girl. Hi, Judy. You two know each other, don't you? Iris, my best friend. We've been in the same class since kindergarten. We study together. We tell each other everything, and sometimes we fought because we like the same guy, but we always patch things up because we love each other very much. And Grim, a weird guy, lives in my house. Thank you, Judy. That was a very balanced presentation. Hello, Iris. Hi, Lauren. I haven't seen you in a while. Yeah, it's been too long. It's good to see you. Don't know about you, but I can't wait to jump in the pool. Totally. Let's have a swim to freshen up, and afterwards we'll grab something to drink. Sounds good to me.
Other words, let's get all our stank in the pool.
Ha ha ha, what the hell are you wearing? Striped swimming shorts. Ha ha, I think she meant those ridiculous swimming glasses. Laugh it up, we'll see who's laughing when you become victims of chlorine irritation. Besides, it's the same model that Michael Phelps wore at the last Olympics. That sounds logical, but we can't take you seriously wearing that. Bah! I don't even know why I bother. And let's not forget the main reason. How can I not wear glasses when I have a pool full of semi-naked women? Hee hee hee. Okay, please step aside, everybody. There's not a torpedo in the pool. It'll be just me swimming. I repeat, there are no torpedoes in the area. Just shut up and jump already. Okay, okay. Hup! Wow, your brother got ripped, didn't he? What? I don't know, he's been hitting the gym, but he still looks skinny as ever to me. Really? Girl, he's looking fine to me. Is there anything else you want to tell me? Of course not. And you? What do you mean, he's my brother? Well, not technically, but you know what I mean. And that's not even the point, it's never crossed my mind. Yeah, okay, if you say so. Ah, nice. Being good at holding my breath finally pays off. Oh, hello there. Quite a nice view around here, too. Hi there, Lauren. Doing some diving? It's too bad you can't open your eyes. Who's laughing now? Hee hee hee. Oh, man. I could spend the whole day like this. And besides, we have the whole pool to ourselves. I love it when everything goes right. What's going on? Where's the sun gone? Uh-oh. Oh, dear Lord. Oh, no. Time to take the first dip of the year. Well, I guess this is how we die, Grim. Crushed by a fat man in a municipal pool. I'm gonna appear in an episode of 1,000 Ways to Die. 1, 2, 3, No, no, no! Here we go!
How do you not see?
Oh, no. Ouch.
Yeah, that hurt.
Sorry, kid, I didn't see you down there. Oh, ha, ha. I hope I didn't hurt you. Don't worry, mister. Nothing a few years of intense physical therapy can't heal. Ha, ha, ha. You're a funny kid. Well, you have a great day. All right, my back hurts and I have several bruises. Haha, that was a heavy landing. Yeah, lately you're getting beat up everywhere you go. True, someone must have cast a curse on me. This can only be cured... Blah, blah, blah. This can only be cured by a nice cold beer. I'm gonna go get one. You girls want anything? Yeah, sure, another beer for me. It's so surprising that they can drink at their age.
England.
I know. And one for me, please. It's like a cross between Japan and England. Make it four. It's Japingland. No, don't. I didn't say that.
Too late, it's already out there.
I know.
Playing loose with the rules.
Right. Japangland? No. Coming right up. So shall we play a game? Do you want to play Would You Rather? What's that? It's a game in which you have to choose between two options that are usually equally horrible. Oh, man. We do Would You Rather in the server, Drex's server, all the time. That's a funny thing. Yeah. Would you rather smash... Let's see. What's her name? Lizzo? Or... What is that woman? I forgot her name. She starts with an R. The big fat woman. I can't remember her name. It's Lizzo or that other woman, that other chick.
Roseanne?
No! Not Roseanne! Not Roseanne.
She's lost weight over the years.
Yeah, but... Is that Lizzo or, damn, what is her fucking name? Rachel... Rachel Dolezal, that one
overweight. She thinks she's black.
Yeah, I know. She thinks she's black, but she did OnlyFans recently. Yeah, and it's pretty horrible. So you pick? Would you pick Rachel Dolezal or would you pick fucking? Oh, I'm not picking Lizzo.
Anything but Lizzo.
It's a game in which you'd have
to... She would be fun to hang out with as a friend.
Lizzo?
Maybe. Hey. She knows what tastes good.
Right? That's one thing you can say about big women. They know what fucking tastes good. It's a game in which you have to choose between two options. And usually, sometimes they can cook. Now... It used to be back in the day they can cook. There was one guy that said, them big women, they know how to cook some chicken. But he says, after you're done with the chicken and the pussy, it's time to leave. Oh. And he said, there ain't no more. So they can fry some chicken. They can fry some of the best damn chicken you ever had. But after you get done with that, you need to leave. There ain't no reason to stay after that. But...
Oh, I get accustomed to certain things.
Yeah, I know. It's a game in which you have to choose between two options that are okay. It's funny to learn how your seemingly innocent friends are in fact mentally disturbed. Oh yes, I've seen it on YouTube, I think. Do you want to play? It'd be TikTok now. Sure. Yeah, sounds fun. Cool, Iris, look... Blah, blah, blah. Cool, Iris, look up some good questions on the internet. Already on it. Let me see. Oh, these are interesting. Would you rather? Hardcore version. 10 extreme questions to know if a man is a sociopath. Do you want to do it, Grim? What, only me? Are the questions very hardcore? Pretty hardcore. Okay, I'll do it. Let's shoot. Whatever. Okay, first question. Would you rather punch a baby to death or cut 10 puppies' throats?
That's a tough one.
Well, is it like one of those mutant demon babies? like it wants to kill me or something. It might be some.
I don't know.
But what if it's like
option.
Fucking Rosemary's Baby? It's like the literal Antichrist.
Well,
maybe you would fucking want to punch it to death.
That's what they say about going
but,
back in time
and
killing
Hitler. Yeah. Are the 10 puppies? What if they were puppies born from like the pet cemetery somehow?
I mean,
they
puppies.
Come back. And they're like evil puppies.
I mean, in some cultures, they eat
puppies. Yeah.
So
they probably do. So I'm going to go with the baby because it could be like Rosemary's Baby and it might be the Antichrist
well,
and it might save
what
mankind.
They ask about it.
What the fuck? What kind of question is that? That's sick. That's the point. Don't worry. The other questions aren't so extreme. Just, geez, starting out strong, Oh my god, you're a monster. Screw you. Haha, but seriously, I couldn't choose something like that either. I'd rather die than make that choice. Unless the baby was Hitler.
Yeah, there you go.
I'd go for the baby. Definitely, that little bastard. Okay, would you rather have your porn search history to be shown at Christmas dinner? Or only be allowed to masturbate to Pokemon parodies? I'm going to go with Pokemon parodies.
Not that I'm really big into
Pokemon,
but that would be much better than the show at Christmas.
Dinner. Oh, yeah.
My family wouldn't look at me the same.
Yeah. Why are you doing this to me? About 27 of the people who have played chose this option. Haha, Grandma would have a heart attack seeing the things that must be in that history. Yeah, poor woman, she's not prepared. Come on, it isn't that bad. What do you take me for? Okay, next one. Would you rather sleep with the fresh corpse of the hottest woman you know, or the ugliest, smelliest woman still alive?
It's a fresh corpse.
It's a fresh corpse.
That's terrible. But ugliest, smelliest... Like, if they smell dead, isn't that just as bad?
Yeah, but, okay. But, let's see, how fresh?
I'll tell you, one time, this is back when I was getting my basics in community college before I went to university, I was in the library there, and this woman, she was a chunky woman, sat next to me, and smell like the rawest ass smell, like someone that didn't wipe properly.
Oh,
and it
man.
Was so nasty, and I was like, ugh. That, I was like, no. So I would definitely choose the fresh corpse.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because I've smelled some smelly people. About 78% of people who played chose this option. Wow, 78 of the people chose to sleep with a dead woman? You men are sick pigs. Come on, tell me you wouldn't do the same. Of course not. And besides, we'd have more trouble if the guy's dead, you know? I think you would be too dead down there. True, haha. No, it wouldn't be hard to give him a stiffy as a stiff. I mean, he's already stiff. No, okay. Okay, what else do we have here? Wow, she's got a pretty big Budweiser. My God, look at the size of that beer.
Oh, yeah.
That's like two or three bottles.
English Budweisers are bigger than...
I figured
it'd been Guinness.
If you were in prison, would you rather take it in the butt and get a blowjob or give it in the butt and give a blowjob? Oh, I don't even know.
That's so bad.
God, that's awful.
That's bad.
I don't know.
And I'd sleep with a dead woman. That's bad.
Take it in the butt and get a blowjob. Give it in the butt. Oh my. I'd rather take it than give it. I mean.
I don't want anything.
I don't want anything. I don't want anything.
But I don't think I could.
I mean, that's Marika shit. That's Starless shit. That's, I couldn't give a blowjob to a creepy inmate. About 49% of the people who played chose that option. Well, let me... I'm curious. I want to see... Wow! Most people chose to actually give it than take it. Wow, that's... That says a lot about people.
Well, this is the script, too.
No. They're using the answers from the actual quiz on this one. You can probably look it up online. We can't answer this one. Wow, almost 50-50. Boys don't know whether they want to be active or passive. Yeah, that's true, and that's scary. Hey, guys, by the way, research. Is this really the stats? You guys are watching this. Give me some fucking stats. Is this the true thing? I mean, find the study. Are we literally saying a lot of guys are willing to fucking give it? Because that's sus. That's super sus to the whole fucking race of species of men.
Give blowjobs or...
Give. Yeah. More than 51% said give, 49% said take. That's
sus.
Well,
which is going to hurt worse in your butt or in
your right. Mouth. Okay, would you rather have sex with your sister or your mom?
Sister.
If I'm asked to make a choice, I'd say my sister because I don't have one. So I got lucky on that. About 85% of the people that played chose that option.
Uh-huh.
Wow, it says here that... Yeah, very interesting. Next one? Okay, next one it is. If you were flexible enough to pleasure yourself orally, would you? Yes! About 64% of the people who played chose that option. That's more than half. Uh-huh. Gross! He's being honest, I'd try it too. Lauren. Judy, don't lie, you'd do it too. Of course I wouldn't. Okay, if you say so. Would you rather find true love or $10 million? $10 million! But I know they chose true love.
True love would be the one.
51. Yeah, most people are true love. But I'm $10 million.
Well, I'd say true love to progress the story in our direction.
It doesn't matter.
They're already well off money-wise.
Yeah. It doesn't matter... None of this actually matters to the story.
You never know.
Ha, I didn't expect that. Would you choose true love? Yeah, I would. Oh, really? I didn't know you were such a romantic, Lauren. Well, maybe I wouldn't go that far, you know. Maybe sometimes I can seem cold and distant, but once you get to know me, you realize I'm not like that. Or so I think. You tell me. Maybe I'm always a bitch and I don't realize. Of course not. You're the best person I know, sis. You're always kind to me. Yeah, that's true, Lauren. You're a great person. You're very kind to me, too. Okay, enough about me. Iris, finished the damn thing already. Sure thing. Okay, would you rather never have internet again or never have sex again?
Never have internet.
56 of the people who played chose this option. Yeah? Seems like a lot of people are being forced to choose the other option.
That's what you're doing on the internet half the time anyway, looking for sex.
Right. Interesting. And what about the rest? We've answered enough questions already. The test was for Grimm. Haha, okay. Do you prefer boobs or butt? Yeah, I forgot this was intended for men.
I love them both.
About 43% chose boobs. 57% chose butt. That shows the change in the times. I love them both equally. Don't make me choose you can't. Okay. So I'm going to go with boobs, which is the lower option. But most people who played that chose butts because it's all about the butt now. Oh, the butt won? I didn't expect that. Okay, and the last question. Which hair color do you prefer on a woman? Blonde, chestnut brown, black, or red? For me, it's always a redhead. Red is for me. Yep, okay, that's the last question. That was fun. Beer? Anyone else want another beer? Yeah, I'll go grab us some more beers. But, I'm switching this.
What?
Blushing. Know why I did that, right?
Yeah.
That does change the story. Okay, that was fun. Beer? Anyone else want another beer? Yeah, I'll go grab us some more beers. Hey, wow, that escalated quick. Good night. How long have we been here? I don't know. I lost track of time after the third beer. Which is like 3 beers in America.
All right, let's drive home. No.
Yeah, I'm going to change before we leave.
I guess this could be Canada. I don't know what the drinking age is there.
Did you see? The boys' locker room is closed for cleaning. I think a kid slipped next to the pool and threw up all over the room because of the dizziness. Ah, shit. You can change in the bathroom if you want. They're usually pretty clean. Oh, okay, I'll do that. I'll meet you out front. It's not that bad. There's nobody else here. Perfect. Phew, we drank quite a lot, but it was worth it. We had a good laugh. Okay, where did I put my spare clothes? Grim! What the? You need to hide! The fuck, Judy? This is the men's bathroom. Tom is here, looking for you, and he's brought his cousin with him. Oh, shit. He's carrying a baseball bat. You need to hide. Where? You can't leave now. Hide in one of the toilets. Hurry! Okay, he won't find us here. And why are you hiding, too? Well, he's right outside. If he saw me coming out of his bathroom, he'd know you were in it. I see. The thing is, I was just getting changed, you know? What's that supposed to mean? Just taking off my shorts. What? Uh-oh. Oh my god, why are you naked? I just told you, came running in without even noticing me. I came in and changed my clothes. What did you expect? Oh god, and where are your clothes? Under the sink. Oh my god, at least step back a little. I can't. It's too small. I've already got my butt to the tiles. Oh my god. I don't see him anywhere. That sucker must be hiding in the bathroom. Shh. Quiet now. He's coming in. Don't make any noise. Well, hello, retard. You're gonna pay for the other day. There's no one here. You sure you saw that loser come into this bathroom, Jason? Yeah, I'm sure, dude. Maybe he's hiding in one of the toilets. You should look under the doors. Maybe you're right. Hello, little rat. What hole are you hiding in? This one's empty. These two are open, which means... Shit, shit, shit. Get on top of the toilet. Click. There's no room. Shut up and do it. This one is empty, too. Where the fuck did that sneaky worm go? No idea. He probably saw us coming and ran away. Yeah, he must be hiding in his house by now. Anyway, we'll make him pay another day. Let's change and take a dip. Yeah. Whoops. Boy, that was close. Sounds like they're changing. They're no longer looking for us, thank goodness. Oh my god. I won't last much longer without... Oh no. Judy, you might be about to notice something that could be awkward. Shh, tell me about it later. Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Look at her face. Huh? What the hell do you think you're doing? It's not my fault. I can't control it. How can you get a hard-on in a situation like this? I don't control it. We're very squashed in here. It's natural and completely unintended. No, you're a pervert. And then I was like, you want me to throw you off the bridge, bitch? Haha, and what'd she say? For God's sake, they've been talking for ages. Are they never gonna leave? And if this situation wasn't bad enough, all those beers are starting to make me feel lightheaded. Yeah, I'm sorry about this situation. What? That. Don't worry. I'm not bothered anymore. Actually, it's even starting to feel good. It feels warm. It feels good. Judy, are you okay? Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, yeah, sure, I'm great. Oh God, how embarrassing. Okay, let's get going. Are you ready? Ready, let's go. I want to see something. It feels good.
Okay.
There we go. Oh my god. Am I dreaming? She's rubbing against my dick. Oh, sweet heaven. And then that guy at the gym comes to me and he says, dude, you're doing it wrong. And I say, you want me to throw this bar at your head? Uh-oh. Oh, yes, she's gone mad. Okay, let's get going. Are you ready? Yeah, let's go.
Oh, you got 6 left points.
He's gone. We're alone now. Should we? Oh my God, what are we doing? What the heck did I do? Oh God, how embarrassing. Look, hey, Grim, I'm drunk and not in my right mind, so don't worry, Judy. Yeah, okay, it's forgotten then. Great. Cool. Well, I'll get going then. Lord and Iris must be wondering where I am. I'll see you later, or tomorrow, or next week. Bye! Wow, I've no idea what just happened, but damn, that was incredible. I should get dressed and get out of here. Oh, man, I could use some rest. All that beer made me sleepy. I'll take a quick nap before dinner. 20 minutes or so. Yeah. Sunday, and here we go. It has illusions, so yeah, he's promoting Honey Select. What? Ugh, time is it? Where's my phone? Here. 9:22 in the morning. 9:22 in the morning? What the actual fuck? I just slept 13 hours straight? What the fuck, Grim? Shit, I'm gonna be late for my meeting with Rebecca. I better hurry up. Okay. And here we go. This is where we're gonna leave off. So it's been interesting. Again, it doesn't go straight into sex. It kind of makes you wait a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
So some of you guys might be like, Grim, well, where's the sex? So, you know, it's coming, but it's making you, you know, it's doing something that I haven't seen in a while. It's giving you the anticipation. Yeah, like the old days.
Well, you know, they used to, that show Moonlighting, Bruce Willis and Cybill Shepherd used to be on it.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole deal was, the more they almost hooked up but didn't, the better the ratings got over and over. And when they finally did hook up,
the ratings
dropped.
Yeah, that's what happens.
Because it was more exciting for the anticipation.
All right. Well, that'll be the last thought here as we close this one out. And we'll be back with more Once in a Lifetime as things get, well, pretty interesting. And this is the Grimlord, and I'm out for Grimm's Uncanny Valley.